Armadoxy for today, looking for the Cyrene. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read about the road to the cross. The soldiers of the governor took Jesus to the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him, mocking him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they spat on him. They took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear the cross of Christ. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is, the place of the skull, they crucified Jesus. At the crucifixion, they mocked, tortured, and eventually killed Jesus. The story remembers a man named Simon, who was forced to bear Jesus' cross to help him up the hill. In the end, however, it was Jesus who had to climb the cross. This week, as we stand between two remembrances of the Holy Cross, the Elevation and the Cross of Varak, we are reminded that the cross is part of the Christian life experience, that there is no escaping the cross. We each have our own crosses to bear. Relationships go sour. Health issues arise. Financial difficulties force life patterns to go in different directions. Our crosses can get and do get heavy. They're difficult to bear. And you may look around and hope for someone to help you, for a Simon the Cyrene, to pick up your cross, even for a little while. And that Simon the Cyrene, is the church, the body of believers connected to one another through the power of Jesus Christ. The church is that able body, that strong one who can pick up the cross and help us move from one point to the other. In the church, you find faith to believe in tomorrow. You find hope of resurrection beyond the cross. And of course, you find the love that gives you the strength and the courage to conquer your cross. Because in the end, it is your cross. And you must rise to the occasion. This is Christian responsibility. This is the strength of the church. This is Armadoxy. Our prayer today is from the 12th hour of St. Nerses Snorralis, I Confess with Faith. Lord, who has willed all that is good, and who is the director of the will, allow me not to follow the inclinations of my heart, but lead me to always walk according to your good pleasure. Have mercy on all your creatures, and especially on me, a sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.